was Lord Keep Me Day by Day by the Caravans. And on this day in 2011, Lolita Holloway of the Caravans passed away. We're about to have a conversation with Bert Hash, who is President and Chief Executive Officer of MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Of course, we know they're underwriters. That's not why they're here. They're here for the cash campaign. And Sarah Johnson, who is Director of the Baltimore Cash Campaign. Good to have you both in studio.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Here. Thank you.
And I think we'll do this on another day. We're going to have a lengthy conversation with Bert just about his tenure and the years at MeQ, because you're about to retire, right?
Yes, the end of June.
What are they going to do without you, man?
We still have a number of people in place. There's only one person that's leaving and retiring, and that's just me. And they'll find a capable replacement, and everything will continue to go on.
Spoken like a true leader.
Yes.
Well, that's great. How many years have you been at MeQ now?
17 and a half when I leave.
So you've done a great job. It's been MeQ's incredible. And not just you are underwriters, but you do a great job. So I think that's good to have you in the studio.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
So it's the time of that time of year again. It's time for the Baltimore Cash Campaign, this incredible event that takes place on Saturday. And it's not just an event. I mean, this is when you call it, Sarah, I don't know who came up with the name, but it came out of your world, right?
Right.
The Cash Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Money Power Day. I mean, that is really the meaning and text of the day.
That's right. Yeah, it really is. You know, Baltimore Cash is a nonprofit, and the cash in our name actually stands for creating assets, savings, and hope. And I think this day, Money Power Day, is the most hopeful thing we can do all year long. It brings together all kinds of resources and services in one place. It's for people of all incomes and for the whole family to learn about their finances.
Could you talk a bit about, I mean, I want you to go back to what you just said, because that acronym CASH, what it means,
mm-hmm.
And what that means kind of philosophically, pragmatically, in terms of what you do. And why this is taking place? What you said says a lot. So talk a bit about what that means to you. Why it what's behind it?
Well, we do free tax preparation for low and moderate income families who made under $52,000 a year. And what we found in working with families in Baltimore is that they needed more than just their taxes. They had a lot of questions about how to save money for their kids for college, how to buy a home, how to do these other things. And so we really saw a need to bring together these type of resources in one place. And we wanted to create a place that was a no-sell zone where people could just get good quality information, really vet things a little bit to make sure that people weren't getting into anything that was shady. So we partnered with MeQ right off the bat. They're a founding sponsor of Money Power Day. And I think that really shows their leadership in the community and dedication to this type of work, and have been a part of the planning team ever since to really make sure that it's a quality event, and it's grown in scale every single year, which is really exciting to see.
I mean, Bert, because it is one of the things about not just MeQ, but credit unions in general, the idea of being really a community institution and what financial literacy means in terms of going beyond just the dollars and cents and profit of a bank.
Mm-hmm. Well, we definitely believe in financial literacy. We want to have an informed consumer that has the information to make a right decision, and the right decision is coming to MeQ. Now, that was the commercial. However, what I would like to say about Money Power Day, it's more than just MeQ. It's other credit unions and banks that are getting together for the benefit of the community, and not only the financial institutions, but so many other organizations that are there on that day. And I always like to think of it as people helping people, and that's what it has signified for us and our involvement over these many years, that we're out there to help people learn about financial literacy, to get the questions answered, get advice, and it's free for them on that day. So we encourage everyone to come out.
Free is good.
Yes, free is good.
In this case, free is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so the Cash Campaign started this, but MeQ and Cash Campaign have been partners in this project for a long time.
Yeah, I would say probably since probably the beginning of the Cash Campaign 13 years ago, we've been working with them trying to connect our clients to really sound financial products. You know, there many years ago, we didn't have these things called prepaid cards where people could direct deposit their refunds onto these accounts. You know, the IRS has been able to give us the opportunity to begin to split refunds. And so that's given the Cash Campaign a chance to partner with MeQ and other financial institutions to help connect people to these financial products. But MeQ was way ahead of the curve when we first started to help make that process work for us, to help open savings accounts right on the spot during tax time. So we've been working with them for a really long time to connect our clients to safe financial products.
What does that mean? How does that work?
Well, so it sort of works like a debit card. Then it's really been an explosion in our marketplace. People heard about the Green Dot cards. You've heard in the news probably Walmart and some of these other places are actually really pushing their people to have their paychecks direct deposited on these types of cards. There's a lot of them in the marketplace right now, so you have to really be careful which types you use. So that's another example when you could come to Money Power Day and meet with these type of institutions and figure out a product that might work for you.
So let's talk about what happens this day. I mean, so when you say it's for all these people, all these groups are kind of backing, there are a lot of financial institutions involved here, a lot of banks, a lot of savings banks, part of housing community development. So there are a lot of groups involved, but so, which is good because people bank and do their finances in many different parts of the city. But let's talk about the kind of things you do there. You have this thing that's called the Credit Cafe, right? So what is that?
Well, at the Credit Cafe, you get an opportunity to pull a free credit report. And once again, there's that
usually
word
cost
free.
You money.
Yes. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to cost you money because the credit reporting agencies are obligated to allow you to pull your credit. But here's an opportunity for someone to pull your credit report. And if there are any questions, we have consumer credit counseling that will be there that day to explain the credit report to anyone that is interested in learning about their credit.
Could you explain a bit, like an example of what that would mean? What would happen then? I mean, how would
Yeah, so we set up a whole bank of computers and printers, and we have volunteers that are there that can help walk people through the process. You'll sit down in front of a computer. Someone can help walk you through plugging in your basic information. You don't need to bring documents as long as you know your Social Security number or have that written down somewhere. We plug that into the computer, pull your free credit report, and then you sit down one-on-one and work with a credit counselor. So, again, it's private, and I think what I want to mention, too, is that you're working with someone who's certified. This is someone who's credentialed to work with you and give you advice around your credit. So this isn't, you know, fly by night. This is really quality advice to answer any questions you might have about your credit.
And that's important because, I mean, a lot of the things, there are a lot of hustlers in this world.
Yeah, sure.
Who will take that thing like a credit report and use it to actually, you lose more money.
Yeah, they try and sell you different things to protect or monitor your credit. And that might be a good fit for you. But again, you're going to get customized advice from someone who's not in it to sell you anything from the experts that are there. So if you have those questions, if you do have issues with your credit, whether you need a monitoring service, ask those experts.
So, right. And I would mention that it is brought to you by Wells Fargo. We have a number of the financial institutions that are sponsors, and without them, we could not put on this event as successful as we have over the past few years.
I can see each one of these is brought to you by most of these things are brought to you by one entity or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? So, I mean, I just want to come back to another point before I talk about, we look at some of the aspects in this, because I'm really interested in why this is so important and what both of you see is what's lacking in understanding from the community. Not that people are stupid and they don't know things, but the whole world of finance, interest rates, taxes, how to manage an account, how to manage your money so you can save for buying a home or putting money down on an apartment or taking care of your kids' college. I mean, these things are just because they're new in some ways because retirement's gone, all this stuff has gone out. And so people are very confused about how to manage their money.
Well, you know, this is knowing your financial literacy is actually a life skill that's not taught in the school system or taught at home for many people. And we have had been a part of the Financial Literacy Coalition for a number of years, and that was the direct result of what we would refer to as Money Power Day today. There has been movement at the state level to make sure that we have financial education for our students. But if you think of it, this is a skill that's with you the entire life, and it's not part of your education process. So this is very important, not only for the students but for their parents, even more so for their parents, because a number of them are making decisions, and you do make the financial decisions that have an impact on your life and the quality of your life over the years.
Right, right.
So we think it's very important that we educate and help and assist.
You know what we haven't done yet, say where and when this is. We should do that. We should down at the top. Let's do it right now in the middle before we even get to the end.
Yeah, sure. Money Power Day is at Poly Western High School, 1400 West Cold Spring Lane, and it's happening on Saturday, this Saturday, March 22nd. It starts at 9 a.m. and goes till 3 p.m. And there's plenty of free parking.
And buses.
That's right. Bus, easy, light
easy,
rail,
easy
metro.
Bus ride.
Yep. Yeah,
from what part of town you're coming from.
Yep.
Falls and Cold Spring is an easy bus ride from the west side, east side, north side, south side.
Yeah.
And the light rail's just down
yep.
below. So
yeah.
it's not hard to get to at all.
Yeah,
it's
that's
right
great.
There. So let's talk again. Let's go back to what's going to happen here. So we have the free tax prep. We're in tax season.
Yes.
And this one's what?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
The bags under my eyes show we are still
that's
in tax
That's right,
because
you
season.
Do this for people, so
that's
you
right.
do have bags under your eyes. Don't
yeah,
you?
Don't looking
you?
A little tired. Yeah, so we do free tax preparation for families or individuals who made $52,000 or less last year. People need to call and make an appointment, and I will say this is the only part of Money Power Day you need to make an appointment for. Everything else is just
before
show
you get
up.
There.
That's right. So you need to call 410-234-8008, or you can just go to moneypowerday.org to get more information about how to make an appointment for tax preparation.
This is important. So you call 410-234-8008.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say that at the end of this program as well, and it'll also be on our website
mm-hmm.
at steinershow.org, because there are tax preparers there to work with families and individuals, do their tax, to get your taxes prepared. So there's an appointment you're sitting with.
Yeah.
A tax counselor, a tax expert.
Again, and these are IRS certified people. These are folks who are experts in doing tax preparation and, you know, so with the theme of quality, high quality service at Money Power Day.
Because you might have tax deductions you don't even know are there.
Yeah, we find a lot of people don't know that they're eligible for the earned income tax credit, child dependent credit. You know, we're waiting, fingers crossed, that the EITC, the earned income tax credit, will be expanded in Maryland. That's happening in the General Assembly right now. So
that won't affect this year, though. That's next
no,
year.
No, it will next year. It will yeah. affect, that's right, next year.
Next
but,
year, right.
you know, it's a big deal. I think Maryland is really a front runner in protecting and doing what they can to encourage work and really bring low and moderate income families along.
So, I mean, what should people bring with them? Be prepared to bring with them.
If you're getting your taxes done, you need to bring your W-2s, you need to bring your 1099s, your Social Security cards, all that kind of good stuff. Anything looks tax-related, bring it on down. Previous year tax return, all that information's on our website at moneypowerday.org.
So you also have, which is brought to you by MeQ, the Youth Zone.
Yes, we have the Youth Zone. Once again, we're sponsoring the Youth Zone, and it's fun, financially focused activities for youth of all ages. We're very... happy to have the Power Game back. We have great fun. The kids just love it. And we will also have 10 of our students. We have two adoptive schools where our students run our credit unions.
Talk about this for a minute. I know I'm interrupting, but this is really when I learned about this from Dorothea, who works with you at MeQ, I was really taken by this. They have these two schools where students actually learn what it is to manage a bank and teachers and students, others can save money. They talk a bit about what these kids do.
Okay, well, they actually run a part of our branch unit at the branches. They take deposits, and they...
These are high school kids.
High school kids.
Right.
Generally, they are sophomore through senior year, and they have a focus on finance. National Academy Finance is in East Baltimore, and in Northeast Baltimore, we have the Reginald Lewis Law and Finance School. And those are our two branches. And we have about... 5 to 8 students at each branch, and they do this over several years, and then eventually they end up and they have summer jobs with us in our regular branches. This has been a very exciting time for us to help promote financial literacy in the schools, and what better way than to have a branch bank, we say
right.
bank, in that location. To emphasize financial literacy.
That's very cool. I love that. So anyway, go back to this.
We're going to have 10 of our students there, and they will be interacting with the young people as well. And we've had them talk about financial literacy in the past to students that show up. So, because this is a family event, we encourage you to bring your children of all ages, and certainly the parents can come to the financial literacy events as well. However, there is an opportunity for students to talk in their own language to each other, so we encourage you to bring your kids.
So, what is this money buck power buck game? What is this power buck game?
Well, I don't know as much as I should about the Powerball game, so I guess I've been put on the spot on that one. So I'm not as familiar as I should be with that.
Well, I will tell you that I can tell you the story behind it is I actually came up with the name over a glass of wine, I think, in my second or third Money Power Day.
See, I was not drinking wine.
Well, some of the first Money Power Days, we didn't have enough activities for kids, and so we really focused on adults, and we realized on Saturdays, adults need to bring their kids with them. So we really had to make this a family event. And so we've done more every year to do, you know, fun stuff. There's balloon animals, there's face painting, there's the dream wall, there's all kinds of cool stuff. Then there's also the Powerbuck game where kids actually ask an adult or young adult who might be participating a financial question. They get asked a financial question. If they get it right or if they get it right eventually after learning it, they get a Powerbuck. So it looks like play money or Monopoly money.
Gotcha.
And then they can go to the Powerbuck store and they can purchase something. So it's real commerce happening in action.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it makes it fun.
Dice?
No, there's no dice. I mean, we could put you
just
on the planning committee, Mark, next year.
We're talking about Monopoly, you know, we could roll the dice or whatever, but no dice.
Yeah. We'll also have the Nest will be there also, which is for the little kids, and that's from Port Discovery Museum will be there.
And there's a small business zone, so what's that entail?
Well, we have those workshops and I'll describe all of them because you do have workshops on buying a home. On credit repair, and also how to start a small business. The questions that you may have about how to start a small business, we have lenders there, and we also have entrepreneurs to talk about their experience and what they had to go through. And if you're looking to start a business, it's a great place to come and hear from the experts.
So what do people get for that? What should they have with them, either in their minds or in their hands, for these conversations? Whether it's the credit issue or trying to start a small business, what do we expect people to have with them?
Well, I guess we expect to have questions and opportunity to take notes on what's being said and some guidance that can be given to that day that they can take forward and continue with their efforts to open a small business or if they're running one. And they may want to have some comments and share some of their experiences as well. Mm-hmm. It's very interactive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've heard feedback from participants every year that they want more and more information on entrepreneurship and working and figuring out business development and business growth. And so I think it's really the full spectrum of whether you just have an initial sort of idea brewing in your head or you're at a certain stage of your business and you're trying to figure out how to grow it or maybe how to sell it, how you're going to evolve it. You know, we'll really have people there from the full spectrum, whether you want to work with a lender or maybe you could meet another partner there that you may want to work with around your business. We have a new contest this year just for something new and fun called Pitch Your Side Hustle. So even if you just have a business idea or you have a full-fledged business plan, it doesn't matter. You can submit your idea to win a $200 gift card that day on site. Wow. We'll be doing the drawing around 2:30.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And so you have the small business, you have the financial planning zone. That's something else, right?
Yeah. We're really fortunate to have certified financial planners there doing pro bono financial planning advice with people on site.
To me, this is another important piece because when we think of financial planning, mm-hmm. we only think about wealthy people doing financial planning. Mm-hmm. You know, only people if they have making $500, $1,000 a year, they have to have a financial planner. They pay the money to figure out where to put their money, what to invest in. But you're saying something really different here.
That's right. I mean, this is for anyone who's thinking about how do I even start a retirement plan? How do I even assess what my net worth is? Because I've never done that before. So this is really just get those building blocks and they'll be doing general assessments. So if you want to bring some of your documents with you, you can. But if you just want to have a general conversation, you don't need to bring, you know, lots of files with you if you don't feel comfortable doing that. I think, again, they're not there to sell you anything. They're just there to answer your questions.
That's key. All the people here that are involved in this are not here to sell you anything. This is a public. This is for the public to come and be able to kind of learn and put their financial house in order, or learn how to put their financial house in order, what to do with their money, how to invest, how to think about planning for your money, why bank is important, to get your taxes done, all of that. This is a learning experience. This is not about coming in to be hustled for your money.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. We certainly hope if people
feel. There's
enough hustles
out there.
Yeah, but I think we also don't want to shrink away from the fact that if people want to have a conversation with a lender that day around around what it means to get a loan or opening up a bank account or a MeQ account, they certainly could do that. They can't do it on site, but they could certainly get the information to follow up with them later. So we know that all these people do have quality products to offer, which is why they're there.
So I'm very curious about what the two of you have learned over these years about this, about Money Power Day. What's it taught you? What have you discovered in these years doing this?
Well, what I've discovered is that it becomes a partnership of a number of people making this work for us and focused on the community. And before we fail to mention, the mayor will be there, Congressman Cummings will be there,
and the
comptroller of the state of Maryland will be there. So you have government, you have nonprofits, you have the financial services industry, all working together to better the community or to assist the people in the community. And I've learned that given the opportunity, we can bring a number of forces together, or forces and sources, to help improve the community by working together and focusing on the people. And that's one thing that I've learned from this effort, that there are a number of people wanting to contribute. And we're just trying to provide a forum for them to be able to do that. And I would also mention that we have about 1,200 to 1,300 people that attend this. And this is one of the largest ones in the state of Maryland.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Yeah,
it is huge. You've been doing this for a long time. So what have you learned from this?
Yeah, this is our 9th year doing Money Power Day. What I have learned is it takes a lot of work to put on an event like this. And so we need a lot of good partners and support to make sure that it goes off without a hitch. I think also what I found is that we could keep adding to Money Power Day every year, a new service, a new thing, because finances really touch so many different parts of people's lives. I feel like it's the never-ending spectrum of things that we could keep putting in this event. You know, adding in the healthcare enrollment piece this year, I mean, we already had it as part of what we were offering at Money Power Day, but to have Congressman Cummings' support to really expand the enrollment event side of this was really great. What we see a lot of times is our clients are really struggling with medical debt. And so we really want to make sure people get connected to healthcare. So you could name anything you can think of, we could relate it back to financial health. And so we want to make sure that at Money Power Day, that's always represented. So I think it's a growing experience. That's what I've learned.
So you mentioned Elijah Cummings coming in for this. So exactly what is Elijah bringing this year, Congressman Cummings?
Well, so Congressman Cummings, his staff called and said, we really want to do a big push around healthcare enrollment. Are you guys doing healthcare enrollment at Money Power Day? Because, you know, he's been involved with Money Power Day, Congressman Cummings has,
right,
for many years.
Many years.
And we said, yes, we have some
Each
navigators there.
Each is a little bit
there.
Different. That's why I'm curious.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I said, we do have healthcare navigators there, but we'd love to do more. And she said, they said, count on us. Let's get it together. So we worked on identifying more classrooms, getting the IT worked out. Healthcare Access Maryland is bringing a bunch of their navigators, and we've really been able to expand that area of Money Power Day this year.
So people can figure out how to work their way through this system and figure out what healthcare is best for them, picking their own plans, working with people to do that.
We're going to have 20 navigators on site
20.
That day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's huge.
We talked about that, what Elijah Cummings is doing. So did you leave something out? Something's been left out here. What are we leaving out here about what we're going to do Money Power Day on Saturday?
I get a lot of requests for shredding. People love the shredder truck.
You have a shredder?
We do. We hire a shredding company to come, and they put their van out front. So people should be encouraged to go through those old files and take those documents with them to Money Power Day, shred them on the way in, come on into Money Power Day. when you come to Money Power Day, you get something that's called a passport. And there's any exhibitor that you meet with or service that you take advantage of, you'll get your passport validated. And the several times during the day, we'll be doing drawings. We've got all kinds of prizes that have been donated, concert tickets, all kinds of fun stuff like that, too. So it really encourages people to circulate around the event. And so you can even get your passport validated for dropping off your shredding.
You get your passport validated?
Well, you get a passport from us.
Not
it's
that,
a,
that, that,
it's
that
a Money
passport.
Power Day passport.
I maybe I was going to come down and get my passport renewed, but no. Different passport.
You know, another thing that we haven't focused on is housing counseling that's done that day. As you mentioned, Congressman Cummings, in the past he's been there and supporting, especially when we had the downturn in the marketplace,
right,
a discussion on mortgages, and just trying to bring people together. So that's still a big part of what we do. So an opportunity to come and talk to housing counselors is one that people should take advantage of.
Yeah. Civil Justice will be there with their foreclosure recovery program.
Oh, good.
So they'll have attorneys there to work with people, and then we'll also have housing counselors there, and as Bert mentioned earlier, workshops on preparing for home ownership. So we've got the full spectrum.
And your exhibitors hall, all kinds of stuff happening there.
Yeah, we've got, I think, probably six different housing counselors. We're calling it Housing Row. And then we've got financial planners there exhibiting, and all kinds of different nonprofit and government groups will be in the exhibitor hall.
Yeah, well, we have over 30 nonprofit business groups and the like. So we just certainly encourage people to come out, and we can't say that enough.
So this Saturday morning.
That's right.
9 a.m. to 3 p.m. At Poly Western, corner of Falls and Cold Spring.
That's right.
Can't miss it. We all know where that is.
There'll be flags flying high. Money Power Day flags flying high.
And transportation easy to get to and from. You can park there. You can take the light rail. You can take the bus system. It's all right there at Poly Western. So Money Power Day. This is really a very important event. So if you have questions about your taxes, you want to start a small business, you want to find out about housing, your medical care, and how to get through that morass and all the rest, financial planning, how do you make sure that you have take the paycheck you have and make it work, and make it work for the future. This is your day to come. It's
free. Tax returns?
Tax returns? How could I forget tax returns? It's tax time. Thank you, Bert Hash. Tax returns. This Saturday morning, Money Power Day 2014. Be there at Poly Western. And I want to thank, of course, Sarah Johnson, Director of Baltimore Cash Campaign, for helping pull this together and being just one of the forces in our community to bring this kind of knowledge to our people.
Good to have
you in the studio.
Great to be here.
And Bert Hash, President and Chief Executive Officer of MeQ, Baltimore's Credit Union. Great to have you in the studio as well.
As always, Mark.
Thank you both for the work you do. Thank you.
Thanks.
And Mark, congratulations on your influential 100 award that you'll be receiving on March the 27th.
Thank you. And
well deserved.
And you getting one as well, Bert Hash. Congratulations to you. Okay. Thank you all. On our way out, it's back to Sly and the Family Stone. Everybody's a star. Rosemary Stone of Sly and the Family Stone was born on this day in 1945. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. To hear this show again, podcast past shows, and find out information about our guests and the work they do, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And you can also listen to and download our podcast on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.